With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The holidays can be a hard time for people who have lost a loved one, even when that death was years ago. For 37 years, Compassus has offered people a chance to remember those that have passed with its Tree of Love event. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
When someone loses a loved one, the holidays in particular can bring that grief to the surface more than other times of year.
When there's an absence at the table, it's really profoundly felt. Traditions that involve those loved ones are different after someone's gone. And it's just a tough time for folks to have all those memories come back about their loved one, which can be happy, sad, right? You know, happy that we have those memories and so sad that they're not here anymore.
That's Sandy Hamburg. She's a bereavement coordinator at Compassus. She says it's normal for those feelings to surface even years after a person's death.
For one thing, grief never ends. It changes and it softens and it eases. And a big part of that is because we get used to living differently now, right, without our loved ones. But because grief is always there and because it can hit you at any time, no matter how long it's been, it's always a good idea to reach out and to get support, whether that's from your family, your friends, or an outside person, just to have a sounding board for someone to listen to what you want to say.
One of those places to find people to talk to is at the Tree of Love events. Each December, Compassus lights trees outside their offices in Arborvitae and Rhinelander in remembrance of those who have passed. People are invited to write their loved one's name on an ornament to hang on the tree that stays up into January.
We do a short little program with some poems and some music, and then we invite everyone to come inside the building and have refreshments and just talk about their loved ones, talk about whatever they want. So just some fellowship afterwards.
Hamburg also facilitates several grief groups in the area that are open to everyone. We have additional details about the Tree of Love and the grief groups at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A new tradition brings an array of Christmas trees to the streets of Minocqua. The Festival of Trees brings together local businesses, nonprofits, and families. 50 decorated trees are lining the streets of Minocqua. The Festival of Trees started with one family's passion for Christmas. Kelly Nobeck is one of the owners of the Bottle Bean in Minocqua.
We love Christmas and we love our community, and we thought, how do we bring everybody together in a way that is creative, fun, festive, and really brings everybody together?
The Festival of Trees stretches from the Bottle Bean all the way to the Minocqua Police Department. The festival not only highlights local organizations, but also brings a little friendly competition.
We present awards for most traditional, most unique, best represents your business, and crowd vote, which the judges have no part in. It's all the people vote.
Each tree is decorated by a small business or nonprofit celebrating the season in their own style. An opening ceremony was held Friday, but the trees will be up throughout the holiday season. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. An energy emergency has been declared for the state of Wisconsin. The executive order from Governor Tony Evers will allow for quicker and more efficient transports of heating products throughout the state. Governor Evers issued the order because of challenges caused by a disruption in the Midwestern pipeline system and high demand for products like heating oil and propane. The executive order will provide a waiver for some state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing suppliers to get caught up from the pipeline problems and weather-related delays. The waiver remains in effect through January 2nd, or as long as drivers transporting residential heating fuel are responding to the emergency, whichever is shorter. The governor vetoed a bill that would put new restrictions on emotional support and service animals. The bill would have allowed housing providers to request documentation and created penalties for falsely claiming an animal was a service animal. Governor Tony Evers said while he shares the goal of preventing false representation of emotional support and service animals, he was concerned the bill would impact those with legitimate disability needs. He was also worried it might jeopardize housing for those who rely on emotional support animals. Ice only recently started appearing on area lakes, but some people pushed the season. The Wisconsin DNR asked the public to practice early ice safety. No matter how ice may look, no ice is safe ice. There are often cracks and changes in thickness you cannot see. Some smaller lakes can have aerators that are run throughout the winter, either covering a large area towards the center of the lake, or may have smaller aerators placed by private property landowners adjacent to their shore and or piers. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions. If you do go out on the ice, carry a cell phone and let people know where you are going and when you'll be back. Check ice thickness as you go and carry some spikes with you to help you get out if you do go through the ice. Advocates for Wisconsin seniors are speaking out about how federal policies are affecting their communities. More from Judith Ruiz Branch.
Community members and leaders say older people are grappling with challenges from isolation and mental health to cost of living concerns and food and housing insecurity. Pastor of Trinity Church in Bloomfield, Jeremiah Gomez, says federal changes to social safety nets like Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security are also top of mind, especially in rural Wisconsin, where he says the three programs often come together to create a sense of security for older adults.
Because those things may be looking different, there's an anxiety there about what does that mean and how are people going to not just thrive, but how are they going to make it if there are changes to those things.
Gomez says community organizers are working on a senior agenda to push for policies that provide older Wisconsinites with agency and dignity in aging. He says the goal is to have regular community gatherings like the recent inaugural Wisconsin Senior Summit that brought together allies from 10 counties across the state. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.